Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello. Welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and today, Tampa Bay, we are back, baby. We're talking about the Buccaneers, their NFL draft class for 2022, and I have with me the expert, the man in the field that will tell us all about this draft class, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? The Buccaneers, we already know what this team's about, right? They got the Super Bowl on their mind again, hoping to get back there. They didn't get it quite last year, but the year before, we already know they made it to the mountaintop. So we're talking about their draft recruits, their draft recap here today, and I am excited for it, man. I think they got a good amount of young talent. I can't wait to talk more about it, man.
Yes, and for everybody listening or watching from home or from your work or from wherever you love listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. It is because of you that we have over 1,000 episodes of our live broadcast and over 900 episodes of our podcast brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. So it's because of you. So we just wanted to say thank you very much. All right, Mr. Logan Landers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have an incredible record right now to stand on. They want to do it big again. They're bringing in some young talent. There's going to be a lot of learning to do. This is basically a clinic they're going to be running. What can we expect out of this draft class?
Let's do it, man. We'll go with their first selection, round two, pick number 33, defensive lineman out of Houston with the Cougars, Logan Hall, and someone who our resident draft scout, right, Daniel Kelly, thought it was should have been a first-round selection. And he has all the tools to be that, man. The Buccaneers got a steal getting this guy in round two. Super high upside. Going to fit into that Bucs defense, which is going to wreak havoc once again. And I think that give him a couple of years, man, this could be someone we're talking about as a premier defensive lineman in the NFL. Already starting things off with a bang here for the Bucs. You love to see it. Then we go round two, pick 57, Luke Goedeke, offensive lineman, Central Michigan. So we're getting a young prospect here, someone who a lot of people might be talking about out of Central Michigan, a little bit of a smaller school in round two. But, man, he is tough, he's mean, and he is someone who is not afraid to get dirty in the trenches, one of the best blockers, one of the best finishers, someone who's got to just throw you to the ground at any means necessary. Tremendous in the run. That's really going to be where he's going to shine. Also is technical, still learning the passing game a little bit. So I think that obviously you're protecting Tom Brady, so that's going to be ramped up even more. So I like this pick here. Like I said, a little bit of an unknown guy, but I like it because the more you look into it, you can see why they selected him with their second round pick at number 57. He fits the system right away, so he's going to be a good depth selection very early on as a very good athlete as well. Round three, pick 91, we got Rashad White, running back, Arizona State University with the Sun Devils. So we're getting a young man here. Like I said, good pick as a backup running back. He's got a good group with some guys. And, man, I mean, that running back room in Tampa's getting a little packed now. And White is also going to be there. Try and crack any kind of playing time he can get, I think. But he's good pass catching for a running back. That's where he's going to shine. And he's got a good ability to get rid of defenders, juke them out their shoes, you know, make them miss. And I feel that he, just because of his tremendous pass catching ability. That's why they picked him as a good asset here in round three. Someone who you're not going to expect for them to throw to, but bam, give it out to White and he'll give you 20 yards or even a score. So I like it. He's, like I say, he's fluid in his moments. He's good. And we'll see how much playing time he can get as a backup running back with a ton of really talented ones in that room already. So we'll see. But like I said, not a bad pick. Round four, pick 106. We got Cade Otton, the tight end out of Washington with the Huskies. Like I said, another backup piece here. He could be the backup number two tight end for this team. This is a solid guy, a really good pass-catching threat. Also is pretty solid in the running game as well for run blocking. So if you can get him in there, good blocker, pretty decent pass-catching tight end as well. So you're going to get someone who, like I said, not going to get a whole lot of playing time because, man, this Bucs team is absolutely loaded. So I can see why they got him here in this round. Like I said, good value pick, though, someone who could definitely move up the charts, move up their depth chart in a couple of seasons. But it's just right now he's just got to wait his turn, and we'll see him in some limited action this upcoming year. Also, we got in this round number four, pick 133. They went to Georgia. They got a punter by the name of Jake Camerata. Like I said, gotta love those punters, man. They're slept on. He's a good player here. And like I said, he's able to get it where you need him to. He's got a solid leg, can get you pinned in the coffin over in the corner, and can get you some good height on the ball as well with solid power. So good punter here. Like I say, he's going to obviously be taking a lot of snaps, kicking the ball a good bit. So we'll be seeing him for many years to come in the National Football League. Cornerback Zion McCollum up next, the cornerback out of a school a lot of people have talked about lately, Sam Houston State. We talked about him on the show. Our guy, Bobby Butler, did a breakdown of him not too long ago. So go check that out for more in-depth analysis. But this is a large man. Round 5, pick 157 was when he selected. And 54 passes defended, 13 interceptions. I mean, that is insanity over his career. So just his size alone is why they drafted him. I mean, he is a large individual. And I can see why, standing at like 6'2", 6'3", about 200 pounds, he's one of the more taller tight end or taller cornerbacks taken. So I can see why they draft him. He's got good athletic ability, and his production was off the charts. So I definitely like this pick here, late round selection by the Bucs. We're going to go back with another tight end, a good blocking tight end, Ko Kieft, the tight end from Minnesota, round 6, pick 218 overall. Like I said, we're not going to see a whole lot of this guy early on, mostly just in a couple of blocking schemes potentially. But if you need him in there, he's got you back. And I feel that with him, with Otten, with the rest of the tight ends on their roster, we're not going to see a whole lot of him. But he's not afraid to get dirty, to throw guys around. And I can't wait to be seeing that every Sunday for this Bucs team. And the final pick here for the Bucs, Andre Anthony, edge rusher, number 3, you see on the screen. But he got picked round 7, pick 248 out of LSU, Louisiana State University. We already know what the Tigers, go Tigers. And like I said, we're talking about a guy who missed all of last season because of a knee injury. He's 26, a little bit older. So they're trying to go with trying to get some of that old glory back from his college days, right earlier on when he was super productive. And if it wasn't for that knee injury, like I said, he had 3.5 sacks in 3 games this past year. So he didn't get a whole lot of production. But when he did, I mean, he showed up. I mean, 3.5 sacks in 3 games, that's pretty solid from my standing. So you're getting someone who is going to have a good time, going to have a fun time. We're going to see how he can do, where he can be on the depth charts. Gonna have to work his way up, but someone who is just, you know, fighting, scratching, clawing for another shot for the Bucs, and we'll see what he can do in the very near future. But if I had to go with an overall a draft class grade for this team, I'm gonna go with a B-. I enjoyed some of the picks, some of the other ones. I felt like they could have went different routes, but of course, I like the Logan Hall pick, Gedecky. That's gonna be a solid one. White, of course, Camerata, and McCollum. They have a few guys who I really think have a good bit of upside. Some of their ones, maybe a different position or maybe a different player. But overall, like I said, not bad. B-. The Bucs, they don't make their bones in the draft a whole lot. We already know they go in free agency and spend that money. So they got a great team this year. We're expecting them to wipe the floor with a lot of teams in the NFC South and just the entire NFL, and expect them to have another great season, of course. But it's going to be interesting to see. Not a bad draft class overall. So that is how it is for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Best luck to them this upcoming 2022 season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And, you know, like we were speaking of, this is a team that already is a strong foundation. They kind of know where they want to go. So adding in these young men is just another big piece in what they want to do in the long term, because they're thinking about the long term here. You know, it's very hard for any team to stay on top, to stay the dominant team. Very often, it's not very common for teams to make it to the Super Bowl year after year. So for teams to get closer and closer like that, they have to have a very deep bench where they can keep on tapping in. Plus, when it comes to being in the off season or on the off the field, when they're practicing and building up these plays, they have to have a great competitive team they can put in so they can really test out their people before they go into the big games. So huge, huge shout out there. There's some players here I feel like we have been covering for quite a while coming from college that we're very excited to see where some of these players go now. So, you know, shout out to all of these players, especially the Georgia player there that made it into the draft class, Buccaneers. We love to see that because we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that. And if you are watching our broadcast, thank you. But if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. Our podcast is how we reach so many people every single week through Apple Podcasts, through Spotify, through your at-home device where you can use your voice and just ask it, say, hey, Google, for example, play 100 Yards of Football podcast. And it'll say, I'll play that right now, and it'll play it for you. So thank you so much for that, and for so many of you sharing our podcast via word of mouth, just telling your coworkers, hey, are you listening to 100 Yards of Football? And they'll be like, yeah, I listen to that all the time. Do you listen on Apple? I'm like, yeah, I listen on Apple. We should listen, totally write a review. And then you and your colleague can go and write a quick review that says, hey, we listen to the podcast, and send it. We would love to hear from you, even just to let you us know that you're out there. So drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us so much to push up in the rankings and through the algorithms and everywhere else that you listen to podcasts. We super appreciate it, and we hope that you will follow us and continue to share the way that you've been doing through word of mouth. So I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we really appreciate you watching Mr. Logan Landers' breakdown of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their NFL draft class for 2022. We'll be right back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.